AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says Merck and Johnson & Johnson will work to expand production of Johnson & Johnson's newly approved coronavirus vaccine.
We're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for every adult in America by the end of May.
The president is directing states to prioritize vaccinating all teachers. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the state's mask mandate will end a week from tomorrow.
Individual responsibility is a corollary to individual freedom. We can have both.
Texas will also get rid of limits on the number of people dining indoors. San Francisco Mayor London Breed says indoor dining, movie theaters, and gyms can reopen within 24 hours. FBI Director Chris Wray testified the Capitol riot was domestic terrorism. The AP Sagar Magani reports Wray calls social media a major driver.
Terrorism today, and we saw it on the 6th, moves at the speed of social media.
Which Wray says is full of stuff beyond anybody's worst imagination.
The amount of angry, hateful, unspeakable, combative, violent even, rhetoric.
That's a challenge for his agents and other law enforcement officials.
How to separate who's being aspirational versus who's being intentional.
Wray says social media platforms need to help weed out bad actors, but the best defense may be the public. If you see something you think crosses the line, say something.
Because that's going to be our best source of information to prevent this.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
State senators in South Carolina added a firing squad to the electric chair as alternatives if the state can't kill condemned inmates with lethal injection. The local prosecutor says a Kansas City police officer who shot and killed a black man last year will not be charged in the death. Wall Street, the Dow lost 143 points. This is AP News. Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall are back for the sequel to Coming to America. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Hakeem, it appears you have a son.
Eddie Murphy says Coming to America, the sequel uses the number two, was part of his plan for returning to stand-up, but then the pandemic hit. However, Murphy says the timing was good for Coming to America because nearly everyone from the original movie is still around, and they were up for it.
I don't think there's ever been a movie where the sequel, part two of the movie, is 32 years later. And so we did something that's never been done.
Coming to America is out on Amazon Prime on Friday. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The Orthodox Church of Cyprus is calling for the withdrawal of the country's entry into this year's Eurovision Song Contest, titled El Diablo. Charging the song makes an international mockery of the country's moral foundations by advocating our surrender to the devil and promoting his worship. Ed Donahue, AP News.